days aren't easy in any year you go through it, but has it become a little more tougher as the years go on when you've been here a couple times and been in the situation?
I think you're right. It's never easy being in the situation. You don't want to be the team that's having, you know, the celebration at the end. But, it's tough getting this close to it. Three out of the 4 years I've been here, being that close and, you know, kind of tasting it and not completing it. So it definitely makes it harder to swallow, hits you harder. It definitely makes it for a tough exit.
You had touched on the other day about, you know, further in your career, and you don't know how many chances you get at this. I mean, how hard is it to kind of push those thoughts aside? I know it's still raw, it's only been less than 24 hours, but as you go through the summer, to not let those thoughts creep in and just get ready for the next season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's you're going to let those thoughts creep in, and I think that's part of what motivates you during the summer is those thoughts of realizing that, you know, you don't maybe not have a ton more chances at this thing, to make sure that you're fully prepared, fully ready. So if this opportunity presents itself again, you're ready for it and hopefully can make that next step and take that next step forward and win it all. So I don't think by any means you could ever, you know, make it this far, losing a game 7 in a conference finals and push it out of the way and not think about it. It's always with you. And when we lost to Pittsburgh, that's always with me. When I was with New York, we lost to Jersey in the conference finals in 6 in overtime. I can tell you that whole series, that still sits with me. So, I think that's part of what builds you as a player and what builds your experience and what motivates you is, you know, being so close and not taking that next step and wanting to get there.
You have a GM who was an elite player, and it took him a long time to get that ultimate goal. You just faced a team that has an elite player that took a while to get to hit now where they're at. Is that an example or something you can look at to say how hard it is and how hard you have to keep pushing?
Yeah, it's definitely an example. And I remember thinking last night after the game how hard it is to win this thing and how amazing it is that, you know, some guys have won multiple cups and, you know, I've had multiple, you know, chances at it like that. So it just drives you. I mean, it makes you more hungry. You want it even more, even if, you know, you think you can't want it anymore. You get that close again, it's, you know, it drives you. And, but you're right. There's no blueprint of how do you do it or when you're going to win it. It's, you know, you got to make sure that you're ready for it each year and each chance you get it, try to do your best at it. But you don't know when it's going to come, and hopefully sooner than later here.
What do you think was missing with this group? I mean, I think maybe we're surprised that your goal was the last goal you guys scored in this series.
Yeah, obviously that's a big part of it. You know, they were scoring 5-on-5 in that series was tough for us those last couple games. Credit to Washington, they played well. I mean, they you know, hats off to them. They played really well in that series. And, you know, our 5-on-5, you know, I think you're that close, you're losing a game 7. Obviously, you look at some things here and there, but it comes down to one game, and they had the better game than us.
Steve mentioned there a few guys that were playing with some significant injuries this season, might need some surgery in the offseason. Like, how are you feeling, and how is that, you know, that might that include?
Yeah, includes me. I obviously deal with the shoulder injury for most of the year from Arizona there, and re-injured a couple times through the playoffs and the end of the season there. So I'll be getting that taken care of this summer.
Will Billy go into camp, or do you know, like, how?
I don't know. I'm going to still talk to the docs and discuss timeline and things like that, but I'll definitely need a procedure on it.
It's unfortunately getting old hat for you.
Yeah. Sucks. It's tough. I think that's my third one in 4 years or something like that. It's never fun. So it's part of it, though. I mean, everybody goes through injuries. Everybody deals with it. So rehab, get better, and get ready for next year.
So kept you out of the 2 games in Jersey?
Yeah. Came out on me in the Jersey series. Played Toronto there at the end of the year, same thing. That's what it was.
Steve said there won't be many overhaul with his roster and then with some minor tweaks. I mean, do you feel the group currently constructed, you know, is capable of winning one of these?
Yeah, I definitely think we're capable. You know, our body of work has shown that we're right there. Obviously, we have to improve in areas to make that next step. But the guys we have in that room, you know, I think we have the ability to take that next step. And it's a good group in there. It's a lot of fun to play with those guys. It's a very close-knit group. Been together for a while now. Obviously, we've had some pieces here and there. But the core has been together for quite a while and have accomplished some good things. So we want to win together, that's for sure.
That's certainly be good for you guys that a majority of those guys, assuming, will be back next year. So there shouldn't be, you know, much turnover. That certainly has to be some positive look.
Yeah, definitely. You know, anytime you have a team like that, and you know, you look down the roster, and there isn't going to be much of a turnover, at least contract wise. We got a lot of guys re-signed for next year. Obviously, you never know what the offseason brings, but you know, that's a positive. You know, sometimes the teams, you know, load up and have one shot at it, and all of a sudden four contracts are expiring. Where that's not the case here. We got a lot of very talented guys signed for quite a while, so it's encouraging.
Good. Thank you, Ryan. Thanks, Ryan. Okay.